Om Shanti, good morning. So today the magic of blessings, 26 January 2018. Today's blessing is, may you have the awareness of mind and receive the drishti of love and mercy and become filled with power. May you have the awareness of mind and receive the drishti of love and mercy and become filled with power. So Baba says, Bab Dada, the ocean of mercy, sees such children who recognize the Father and say from their hearts, my Baba. Then in return, he gives multi-million fold spiritual love. The vision of mercy and love constantly enables such souls to move forward. This spiritual awareness of mind becomes a blessing for the children to fill themselves with power. Bab Dada does not need to give blessings through words, for every child continues to be sustained with subtle thoughts of love. Bab Dada does not need to give blessing through words, for every child continues to be sustained with subtle thoughts of love. So here Baba is saying that when we have this awareness of mind, that it's Mera Baba. When we say with heart, Mera Baba, then Baba says that you get multi-million fold of spiritual love from Baba. You get that drishti of love and mercy from Baba. So here I was thinking, to receive love from Baba, when we say Mera Baba, then we receive that love. But to say Mera Baba, it's just not mechanical. It has to come from heart. So we have to be first filled with that love for God, then only we receive His drishti and His mercy. So the question is that how to increase love for God? How do we increase love for God, or what we should do that Baba loves us? Read Murli. First point is love for Murli. Baba always says that children who love Murli are Murlidhar, Master Murlidhar. So when we have love for Murli, Baba also loves us. So when we sit and hear Murli in Om Shanti Bhavan or in our centers, we should be filled with that enthusiasm that today what Baba is going to speak to me. Baba says, no, this is a 4-page love letter which your beloved is speaking to you. So that enthusiasm should be there in us when we are sitting and hearing the Murli. But most of the time, children complain that there is subtle drowsiness or sleepiness comes in Murli. So what we should do that energy and that enthusiasm is there while listening to Murli? What do you think? One of the teacher who was telling the Murli that day, she gave some tips that pull your ears and raise your hands so you'll become alert. So this is one. Next, what we should do so that we are alert when we are hearing Murli. We have 45 to 50 minutes in center when we are hearing Murli. And that is the nutritious breakfast Baba is giving to us. So what we should do that time? Know the importance of Murli. Who is speaking to me? I am so fortunate that God speaks to me every day. What else? Acha. Think that today is the last day of my life and this is the last Murli I am hearing. So with that much alertness you will hear. Okay. Last moment of my life. It is for my beneficial that Baba is speaking to me. Oh, very nice. That today whatever exam is going to come in the day, Baba is going to answer me in today's Murli. So that's why I will hear. Think that Baba is standing with a stick outside the door if you are not hearing the Murli properly. What else? What I was thinking, one point, that when we are sitting in this class, all of us are alert. Nobody is sleeping here. Why? Because there is active participation. I am telling something, you all are telling something. So there is active participation. But when we sit in Murli class, teacher speaks and everybody is listening. But most of the teachers ask questions. And those people who are sitting in the front, they always answer. but the people who are sitting backside do not answer. So I think wherever we are sitting in the hall, we try to answer. Maybe we are not heard, but still participate. Keep on participating whatever the question she is throwing. Okay, like that day sister was telling, yeah, Maya ne kya kar diya? What did Maya do? So she was telling, Maya did this, Maya pulls your nose, Maya turns your face, Maya strangles you, and so many things. So keep on telling. Maybe you are not heard there, but still participate when questions are coming. So that keeps you alert. Hai na? People who are sitting in the front row very alert because they answer. So this is one. No, but everybody can't sit in the first row, na? So everybody has to sit wherever they get placed. And other thing is that some teachers have this habit of telling the sentence and we have to fill in the blanks. So that time also participate. So I think this is one of the method where we can stay alert. Next is when we read Murli before going to hear the Murli in the class, we hear and then go and sit. And when the questions are thrown or when she is reading the Murli, we should be alert to think that what will come next, what will come next. So that keeps us alert in the class. So this is so much what we'll say. Many losses will happen if I don't hear Murli. In crows, he's telling in crows it will happen. So they are godly versions. So one is to increase the love for God is listening to Murli with lot of alertness and lot of enthusiasm. Murli makes our intellect divine. Right. So churning of Murli, repetition of Murli, reading Murli, all that is important. It's not only just listening and going back. Like yesterday's Murli Baba said, no, you have to be regular in Murli. Nobody should be absent in Murli. So one has to read Murli every day, churn Murli every day. So that is one. What else? Next point. One is Murli. How to increase love for God. So the second point is relationship. When we remember Baba with relationship, suppose if two people meet today, okay, there is a lot of energy exchange between two people. And once I say that she is my friend or I say she is my sister, then that bonding happens. When only two people meet, we can go together, we can sit together, talk together and we will move along. But when I say she is my sister or I say she is my friend, then that bond builds up. Same thing what has happened at confluence age. Till now we all were thinking this is God and this is me. There was distance between us. But at confluence age, Baba came and said that I am the father and you are child. So that bonding happened and that love happened and there is so much exchange of energy between God and us. And God's power is flowing to us. Why? Because He says that He is father and I am child. So that relationship. So remembering Baba with different relationships. So we have taken out a list of 108 relationships with Baba. So every day one alphabet we can pick up, like A. So with A, what relationships are coming with Baba, or H, or B, or whatever. So taking that for a per day and remembering. So that is one of the methods, is remembering Baba with relationships. That is one. Third, I was thinking that sometimes our yoga becomes mechanical. That day one brother was saying that 2 to 5 when we do yoga, 2 to 2.30 I do this, 2.30 to 3 I do this, 3 to 3.30. Suppose if I am late and if I reach at 2.30, then I start my yoga from 2.30. Because everything is set in my mind. That is one of the way of doing yoga. But we should not be mechanical. There has to be love deep within. So when we sit in yoga, we can remember what Baba has helped me in this life. After coming to Baba, what help He has given me. And really tears will come. In this life, when I came, He helped me in these situations. Like so many classes we hear, there are mothers, matai. One experience was there that she had a fever, very high temperature, and her body was literally aching. And she was lying on the bed. And she felt thirsty and she couldn't even get up for water. And she called Baba. And she remembered Baba as her child. and she actually felt that glass of water came to her mouth and she drank water and, you know, her thirst was relieved. So this is one experience. One sister shared an experience that once she was going back from work, and in that city anybody can give lift to each other. So she sat in the car, but after a few minutes, the brother who was sitting next to her in the car was not behaving properly, and she got scared, and she immediately remembered Baba. And she started, thinking that she is Durga, and she remembered Baba, and actually then she became little strong, and he calmed down. So how Baba helps? I remember when my father was in coma, and I had taken him to hospital for changing the tube. So I thought he keeps on coughing, so let's do his X-ray. So when I did his X-ray, the denture had gone to his windpipe in one of the lungs, and then they told me to do CT scan chest. So we did a CT chest, and then that denture was near to the artery. Now I thought let it be inside, but the doctor said if it remains inside, it can brush the artery side by and he can bleed and he can die. Okay, I said then remove it. I said yeah, the doctor says if I remove it also there is a chance that he can die on table. So then there was nobody to ask, whom to ask, who will help me in this decision whether to remove or not. Then I actually remembered Baba, and then we took him in the operation theater, and I actually felt that Baba is standing beside me and giving that power to face, because for doctors it was very exciting because the tube was not going from here. They were trying to put it to the neck, and when they removed it they all shouted with joy. But for me it was difficult to face that situation, but I realized that Baba is really standing beside me and giving that power. So when you sit in yoga, remember these small things where he really helps us, where he fulfills our wishes. One day I remember I was not well and I did not eat, and I came to, and I was coming to Pandabhavan. So I thought I was just experimenting whether Baba will do it or not. So I said I want to eat halwa today. And I come to Pandabhavan, I drink water and I go. Sometimes I will take tea in the evening. So I went and took tea, and then my mother who gives that toli, very few times I have gone there. So I went there and there was a big vessel full of halwa there. And I was so shocked, and I literally had tears, ki my God, such small wishes also he is there to fulfill. So remembering those things when we sit in yoga also brings love for Baba, and then you don't have to actually think ki now I'll do five Swaroop, and I'll do Sakash, now I'll give Sakash. So automatically it flows. So third is remembering the things where Baba has helped. Fourth is Yajna Seva. When we do Yajna Seva, automatically we get his love. When we do Yajna Seva, like small things we should participate in. Doing seva beyond your duties. It's not only department work everybody does. 9 to 5 in my department I'll do. But outside that we should go and do seva. Like if there is a Diwali function and everybody is doing decoration, so participate in that. Do decoration. If that tandoori roti people are making, participate in that. And you know, and there is so much happiness. The result of seva is immediate we get is happiness. So doing yajna seva and small sevas, like doing roti seva. I had gone for this seva also, just to break my ego I had gone. So I did not know how to make rotis, but I used to still go. I knew that mothers will not like if the roti is not round, and they used to literally look at me with anger and take the roti and make it round and put it. But I used to feel that 10-12 rotis at least I should do every day. So that gives me happiness, and Baba has told, Baba loves those children who do yajna seva. So doing yajna seva is one of the thing. What else? नहीं लेके नहीं भाई. हाँ, offering bhog to Baba, offering bhog to Baba. Yes, he loves, no, that this is also with relationship we can remember Baba, that we offer bhog to him, we make him sit beside us, sometimes as a father, sometimes as a child, and feed him and then eat. So that builds up the bond. Then I was thinking that when we walk in courtyard, remember that what is our fortune, where we are walking. It is the beautiful place, it is the powerful place of the entire universe where we are walking here. And this is the place, sometimes I do this experiment, that this is the place where Brahma Baba has walked. This is the place where Mama has walked. This is the place where Dadis have walked. And I have that fortune of walking on this road. So that also gives happiness, and that also builds up love for Baba. All those things, that if Baba would be walking in courtyard, how he would be. So remembering those things. One of the point is remembering Bab Dada Milan. Just bring that face of Bab Dada in front of us and see his eyes. How these eyes are filled with love. Just remember that, and love emerges for Baba. Those actions when he is feeding Dadi, or when Dadis are feeding Baba, but his vision is on the children who are sitting in the front. His vision is not on the stage only, but his vision is on the children who are sitting. So remembering that Bab Dada Milan, that face. So even that emerges love. Those eyes, those wet eyes. Remember all those small things, and that will emerge love. Sometimes we can do that in yoga also. When we sit in yoga, remember that for a few minutes, and then that will emerge. And what else? Following the codes of conduct. Yes, when we follow on Srimad, when we follow all the codes of conduct of Brahmin life, then Baba loves us, because we are walking on Srimad. And then he gives that power also to us. Then he gives that blessings also to us. One thing I was thinking today, when songs are played, sometimes when songs are played, yesterday Baba said there is no need of songs and poems, but Baba has come to teach and you have to study. In yesterday Sakar Muli. But this point I thought at Amrit Vela, that you know, when songs are played and when we get situated in those words also, that also emerges. The famous song, the Kaha Milega Baba Aisa, means that song is like, you know, many people share their experience that it brings tears in eyes and love for Baba. So keeping those songs in your mobile and then thinking over it will also emerge love for Baba. Drishti Dete Ro Baba. So there also, how much love. That we said, no? Help. Whatever help he has given us, remember that, and that emerges love. Sharing with Baba. Chaat. Giving chaat to Baba. So all that is building up a bond between both of us, that every day you sit and chat with him, that, you know, Baba, this has happened. So then the chatting will get cancelled with others, and the chatting will be only with Baba. One thing is that Baba has used this word here, mine, Mera Baba. When we call somebody with authority, when two lovers are there, they say, no, she is mine or he is mine. Here also we have to have that feeling that, you know, he is mine, Baba is mine. You know, mothers, you have seen Matai, how they say Mera Baba, with that authority. So we also should call that this is my Baba, my. So then I will have all the connection and all this giving chart and chatting with only him rather than anybody else. So these are few of the points I took out, how to increase love with Baba. Okay, emerge Bab Dada, that he is giving tilak to you. So that also. All those scenes where he throws tolis, where he loves us when he is sitting on the stage. Yesterday one brother was sharing that when he was in Laukik, and then he came to Yan Sarovar Madhuvan, I don't know where. So he said that for 6 months a period came in his life where he was not able to connect with Baba, and his love was decreasing, and he started feeling it was better to stay outside and do Yajna Seva. I was sharing, I was giving my money also to center, I was doing my yoga also properly, and I was doing service also. So he thought, okay, how to come out of this feeling. So one of the senior brother told him that do one thing, go in Baba's room and sit, and what you do, observe only one thing, these mothers who are coming and they are putting coins in Bhandari, they are putting 1 rupee coin, 2 rupee coin, every day they come and do. Just sit and observe this every day when you sit in Baba's room. And for 6 months he did that. He sat in Baba's room and he just saw mothers coming and putting coins in Bhandari. And then he started feeling that Baba has made me responsible to take care of this Bhandari. This is Yajna's Bhandari, this is God's Bhandari. And how much responsibility is on my shoulders. And that emerged love for him towards Baba. So this is one of the way of emerging love for Baba ki. Just observe, you must have seen, no, at Amrit Vela also mothers, they will push you and they will go first and put 1 rupee or 2 rupee coin and then they will sit and start their yoga. So much dedication is there, so much love is there that every day they do it. So this is one. And one point I would like to say that when we read about history, yajna history, or when we read about Purvaj or Adi Ratan, that also emerges lot of love for yajna. That when they have done it, why not we? Immerse yourself in their place. Yesterday one brother was sharing about Jagdish Bhaiji that there was a center which was taken of 3 floor and it was decided that the center will be on the ground floor and Jagdish Bhaiji will stay on 3rd floor. But there were pillars in the center. So Jagdish Bhaiji said that these pillars should be removed. Otherwise how will the audience see the speaker properly? So they called so many architects to remove those pillars. But obviously if the pillars will be removed, the building will fall. So they said, Jagdish Bhaiji said, no, we have to remove the pillars. So 10-12 architects came and they couldn't remove. So at last what Jagdish Bhaiji did, he only stood there and he called this roadside mistries, no? He called those people. And he used to give direction, now this, now this, now this. And ultimately he removed all the pillars. And the center was free of those pillars. And then Sandesh came. So in Sandesh it was asked, Baba, how this happened that, you know, so many 10-12 top architects couldn't do it, but Jagdish Beta, he did, Jagdish Child did this. So Baba says that, Baba, tell Jagdish that next time don't do all this. Because this time Baba had put his finger, next time he will not put. So this is, and then you remember these things that how that dedication was there towards Yajna Seva, that you know children can't see the speakers, so that's why pillars should be removed. So when you think in that way, then Baba's love also showers on you. So these are the ways we can increase the love for Baba. So this is one important line in the end. Bap Dada does not need to give blessing through words, for every child continues to be sustained with subtle thoughts of love. Everybody doesn't get the chance to go on the stage and Baba gives you blessing and tells you something. It is through our deeds that his blessings will flow on us. So this is today's magic of blessing. During times when yajna required your help, and that time if you have helped yajna, then that is the best fortune you can get. I still think that when Pandav Bhavan must have been built up, and those souls who have put their money in building up Pandav Bhavan or building up Om Shanti Bhavan or Shanti Stham, how fortunate they are, because still today they must be getting the returns of it. Okay, so brother is sharing that we can threaten Baba that if you don't love us, we will start loving somebody else. Okay. Okay, Om Shanti.